Today's daf is Yuma daf Samach Aleph. As we continue here towards the end of the sixth parak of Maseches Yuma, sixth parak out of eight. Remember, the first seven parakim are about inyanim of Yom Kippur, the Avod, and the last parak, the eighth parak, will be about Yom Kippur as we know it today, besides of the Avodah, but all of the halachos that are involved. So we are on Samach Aleph and Beis. We're towards the end of this parak, which is all about, if you remember, the parak started off with Hotziyo lo asakaf es hamachta, started out with the beginning of the Maisa of the Ketores, and we have continued relating to all issues relating to the Avodas Panim. Yesterday we got up to the Mishnah that discussed the order of how things are done and what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev. And we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, whether the determining factor for what's ma'akev or not is place or begadim. Rabbi Yehuda says everything that's done inside versus everything that's done outside. Inside, pnim, which we said itself is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Inside is ma'akev, outside is not ma'akev. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Rabbi Nechemya said, no, everything that's done with big day lavan, that is what achas means in the Torah, and that's ma'akev. Everything that's done with big day zahav is not ma'akev. And we saw Rabbi Yochanan holds that they're both based on the same pasuk of achas bashana, which we have at the end of the perek of Avodas Yom Kippurim in Parshas Achraimos. The end of the daf yesterday, we left off with a question, which we had just answered, and that is, Rabbi Chanina had said, second time we had this in this Pesachta, we had earlier, beginning of the parak, Rabbi Chanina's statement, that if Chafina was done before the Shechita of the Par, so then that is problematic, lo asa v'lo klum, because what is supposed to be done? Says Rabbi Chanina, and what do we hold? Remember the Avodah? The Kohen Gadol does Vidui on the Par, then goes to do the Hagrala, then comes back and does the Shechita of the Par, then does Chafina and goes in with the Ketores to the Kodesh Kadashim, then comes back to the person who's mixing the blood, and continues the Avodas Adam in the three areas. So what happens if the Chafina was done before the Shechita, when it is not supposed to be done? So loss of Al Klum, so he said, that's against Rabbi Yehuda, because that is something that is done outside, so it shouldn't be Ba'akev. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it could even be according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Tzorech Pnim Kipnim Dami. Anything that is the preparatory stage of something that's about to happen inside, that is Kipnim Dami. So what exactly does that statement mean? Tzorech Pnim Kipnim Dami. So Rav Soloveitchik in Avodas Yom Kippurim says there are two ways that one is able to understand Tzorech Pnim Kipnim Dami. Basically, is it not really Pnim, but it's preparatory stage, and therefore that's enough to consider it having the same halachas as Pnim? Or, Tzorech Pnim means Pnim starts outside. And it's not just a preparatory stage, but the avoda starts earlier. But because its final stages are inside, it's called Pnim. Nira Nita Lafarish, in his words, did Tzorech Pnim Kipnim Dami B'Shnei Drachim. Ba'ofan Echad, one way to understand this, Efshal Hazvir, Shekal Avoda Hadrusha, Kitnai Hechrachil Avodas Pnim, every Avoda that is a prerequisite for the Avoda that's going to happen inside, Av Shehi Kishala Atzma Minutekis Mi Avoda Zu, even though it itself really is not Avodas Pnim. It's not. But Mikabela says Ma'amada Hayoshi Nechutzala. But still, because it's required, it's a prerequisite. So that is why the same halachas apply to it. Not because conceptually it is Avodas Pnim. It's before Avodas Pnim. But because you require this to do the Avodas Pnim afterwards, so that is enough to say that it has the same halachas in terms of here, the Seder. Lechilufin, or opposite, nita lahazbir, sha'avoda ha'machune, kitzorech pnim, mugderes kishlav harishon, b'maslul avodas ha'pnim atzma. It's considered the beginning of the avoda. B'sug yaseinu l'mashal, he says, ha'chafina nechsheves kereshes ha'haktara, shekeni yisirif b'neyem. The chafina is done outside, but I could view the chafina as the first stage of the haktara. I put it into my hands, I take it out of the machta, that's the beginning of the haktara. Where does the haktara start? Only when I throw it on. What happens when I'm walking there? That's not the haktara yet. You don't define haktara as actual burning, but the avoda of the haktara. So avoda of haktara could start with chafina. So he says, based on this distinction, you might be mechalek between two activities, chafina and shchita. the shechita of the par, which is the lead-in to the zrikos inside, and the chafina of the ktaris, which is the lead-in to the ktaris inside. So both of those might be called tzorech prim. But maybe, suggester of Soloveitchik, based on the Lashon HaRambam, one is a pre-avoda, and one is the avoda, actually. If you look at the Rambam, and look at the Avodas Yom Kippurim here, the Rambam says, ketores shachafna kodem shchita sapar are halacha. If you did the ketores, the chafina, if I got the handfuls before the shchita, which I was not supposed to do, I was supposed to do the shchita first. If I did the chafina first, lo asaklum. Right? It's no good. Af al pishach ha-chafina ba-azara, even though the chafina is in the azara, and therefore you might say it's chutz, and what's the big deal? Tzorech pnim kavodas pnim hi. The Rambam says, tzorech pnim is like avodas pnim, and therefore the order is ma'akev. Next line. V'chein, se'ir sheshachto kodem matan damo shalpar. Also, the se'ir that was shechted before the matan damim of the par, also out of order. Lo asaklum, no good. Af al pisha shchita ba'azara, same parallel lashon, even though the shchita is in the azara, hare damo nichnas lifnim. But its dam goes inside. What did the Rambam just do? Unbelievable diuk. The Rambam didn't say, well, tzorech pnim kipnim dami. Right, this chafin is tzorech pnim. The Rambam doesn't say that in the second half. He doesn't say, well, shchitas hasir kipnim dami. The Rambam says, well, the dam's going inside. That's his lashon. Hare, says Rav Soloveitchik, av shepasak sheish gam lechafina v'gam leshchita din avodas pnim kipnim dami. The same lashon would apply. You can see both are included in this line of the Gemara. Conceptually, that's very different. Diek lechalik b'neihem. Regarding chafina, he said avodas pnim kipnim dami, and therefore the chafina could be viewed as the beginning of the haktara. That's what it means. Sarach pnim kipnim dami. But applying that to the shchita, all the Rambam says is that, well, the blood's going inside, meaning that could mean the first understanding of that we said. The shchita is not tzorech pnim. V'ilu l'gabi shchitas ha-sa'ir, rak hit'im shedamu nichnas lefnim. Ach lo hityachis la'avodas ha-shchita kishal ha'atzma. V'ayin bishim shel ha-shchita, amnam lo nitan la'anik ma'amad avodas pnim. Beautiful diyek that he says from the Rambam to be mechalik between these two understandings of avodas pnim kipnim dami. Again, either the beginning of or the stage before. Both lemaisa would have the halacha of having to be in order, but conceptually it might be different. So, like shofar, well, shofar is not chronologically connected. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, because shofar is lezikaron, it's as if we're in the Kodesh Kadashim, kipnim dami. I think that's a different type of avodas pnim. That's not a prerequisite, that's just conceptually hashkafic halachic. It has to be halachic, it's not just hashkafic. It has to be halachic, because the Gemara says, it uses that to base for the halacha, but that's a different lezikaron dami, kipnim dami. But an interesting parallel to put that with this.
Is this conceptually also like makom versus devarim?
So is it makom versus devarim, like we said on top? It could be related. Could be again. You might say, "What makom is makom extending the place? Makom might be extending the place, or makom is the opposite. Makom is the opposite. It's enough to be the opposite. Okay. And it might be connected to that machlokas up above. Okay, three lines to the bottom. Tanan im ad shelo gamar matano shebifnim nishbach adam. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, so before I finish the matano shebifnim, the blood spills out. Yavi damachach damacher v'yachzer v'yazem b'tchila mibifnim. As we said in the Mishnah, that each avoda is a package. And if I spill the blood in the middle of the package, I have to start that whole stage over. Yes, if I finished a stage, I don't have to go back to a previous stage, but that's the halacha. I have to be yachzer v'yazeh. Says the Gemara 1 minute. V'im isa, if it's true what we just said, that you would also have to do the chafina in order, yachzer v'yachbo v'boileh. So one second, if the blood spills out, I'm going to have to do the shchitas par again. If I'm going to have to do the shchitas par again, I'm going to have to do the chafina again. Because the chafina has to be done after the shchita of the par. So why does the Mishnah leave out that word of a yachbon? So Gemara says in Achinami, you would have to do the chafina again. But Biktar is lo kamairi. The Mishnah is not mentioning every avoda that would have to be repeated. It's just focusing on the hazaya, sprinkling inside of the blood. Okay, that's part one. Amar Ula, next statement, which we will relate to our Mishnah. Seir sheshachdu kodem matan damo shalpar lo asa v'lo klum. if I shech the sa'ir before the par zrikos, remember, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to bring in the zrikos adam of the par and then go shech the sa'ir. What if I shech the sa'ir first? Again, it is no good, loss of all klum. And what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to do it again, as the Mishnah says, I went out of order. We'll get back to that lashon. First, let's finish. Tanan im hikdin damas ila damapar yachzer v'yazem idamas iras damapar. Again, if I was makdin the damasir before the damapar, I'm going to have to be mazeh from the damasir after the damapar, because the par has to be first. So if I did the sa'ir first, and then I did the par, I have to do the sa'ir again afterwards. V'im isa, and if it's true, like we just said, that Ula, what Ula said, that loss of al-klum, if you shechted it earlier, yachzer v'yishcha b'vayelei. I should say you have to do the shechita again afterwards. After I do the hazah of the par, I don't have to just sprinkle the dam of the sa'ir. I have to do the shechita again. So the Gemara answers, Tirgama Ula b'matano shebehecho. Maybe suggest Ula that this statement of the seer is talking about the matanos of the heichal, meaning the shechita was done properly regarding the matanos of the kodesh kadashim. Now we're talking about the heichal, so all you would have to do is the hazos again. V'chein amar of afes b'matanos of the heichal. He says it's the matanos of the heichal. Assuming this is true, according to Ula and Rav Afes's reading, it makes the Mishnah a little more difficult to read. In Achinami, because the first line is talking about the Kodesh Kodesh, and the second line is talking about the Heichal, and then it goes back to the next line, it says, the Chein Sheva Heichal. So it makes it a little difficult, but again, this is the way that we can understand. There are separate statements in the Mishnah, who said Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, this was all one conversation in the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put different statements together, and they had an understanding of each statement as referring to a different application and a different area in the Kodesh Kodesh. Okay? Weiter. Relating to the Chiddush we said at the end of yesterday's shiur. Remember the Sharanim Sharan Balacha said that whenever it says, quoting from the Ma'arimi Panu, that whenever it says Lawasa Klum, that means you didn't do the mitzvah, but you might have done something wrong. Mashen Ked, if it says Lawasa Veloklum, so then it means nothing. That was the diak between the Mishnah's Lashon and the Lashon of Rabbi Chanina, Lawasa Veloklum. So relating that, he says, what about over here? So Ula's Lashon. Ula, you shechted the Sa'ir inappropriately, lo asa v'lo klum. So what would that Lashon mean? You didn't do anything. You didn't do a mitzvah, you didn't do an Aveira. 1 second, you did do an Aveira here. You shechted the Sa'ir on Yom Kippur, and it was wrong. So you did a Shechita, it's a Malacha on Yom Kippur, shelo l'tzarech. So isn't that a problem? Right, if you want to take the Ma'arimi Panu, if that Deek is correct earlier, so isn't that a problem? So he suggests that maybe because this shechita ends up being shelo l'tzarech, it's makalkel. It's just a destructive act on Yom Kippur or Shabbos, and that's an issur d'rabbanan. And as we know, malachas machsheves on Shabbos is the definition for any malacha. That's by Shabbos, but we would apply it to Yom Kippur too, l'chora. The same definition, that I need thought out artisan professional work, and anything that does not fulfill those criteria of Malachas Machsheves, that would not be an Issa Daraisa on Shabbos. That is why Davar Sheni Miskaven, and Malachas Sheni Sricha Legufa, and Misasek, and Shinui, and Grama, and Chatzi Shir possibly, all of these are not the Issa Daraisa because of Issa Malachas Machsheves. So suggest that Sharm Sheni Malacha here, maybe it's Makalkel. If I shecht, and I can't eat it. I can't eat this animal. Right now it's a... Maybe it's chulish, yishchutu bazara, maybe it's just a mekalkel, it's a destructive act, because I didn't accomplish anything, so that's why one wouldn't be chayiv on Shabbos for that act. That's the suggestion of Shem Zerna Balacha. It relates, he doesn't quote it, but it relates to a discussion in Maseches Chulin. In the first parak in Maseches Chulin, the Mishnah there says on Daf Yudalit, that if somebody does shechita on Shabbos, let's say somebody shechs on Shabbos, b'mezid, a Jew shechs an animal on Shabbos, says the Mishnah, afal pi shem is chayiv b'nafsho, even though he's chayiv misa, shechita so kshera. The shechita is a kosher shechita. That's what the Mishnah said. And all the Rishonim ask, shechita's mumar is pasul. If a heretic shechts, then you're not allowed to eat from that shechita. Shechita's akum is pasul, shechita's mumar is pasul. So how can the Mishnah say that? If you shecht on Shabbos, b'mezid, shechita so kshera. What do you mean shechita so kshera? So one suggestion, the Tosfos asked this question, and the Ranit, many Rishonim asked this question on that Gemara, on that Mishnah. So, I'm reading it from the Chlushi Aran. V'im tomar, v'hakayim alanda mumar l'chal al shabbosos, bifar hesya, havi mumar l'chal al tarakula. Right, a mumar, the Gemara earlier in Chulin, in the first parak, says that if somebody is a mumar for shatnez, you can trust their shechita. If somebody's a mumar for a different aver, but if somebody's a mumar for Shabbos, then they're mumar, l'chal al tarakula, and therefore their shechita is pasul. Ukitetanya la'el. He goes, chutzman a mumar, v'amanaseh chasayayin, v'machal al shabbos v'farhesya. V'kivat shekein, heichik tani shechita sok sheira. How could this going to be kosher? So Bishlama says the Ran Lomaskana Dishmaitzin. Do Ukim La Bishogeg Nicha. If you say it's a shogeg, okay. They did it Bishogeg. He didn't know it was Shabbos today. Aval Meikara de Mahadrina Lo Ikumeya Bemezid. But the Pashas of the Lashon of the Mishnah, which is how the Gemara originally understands it, is Mezid Verebi Meir Hechitan Shchitasok Sheira. That's the question. How could a Shchita be kosher? So there are different suggestions given by the Rishonim. The Ran quotes Ba'alei Atosvos, the Afilu B'mezid U'befarhesia Shchitaso HaRishona Ksheira She'ena Nase Mumar Ela Ad Gemar Shchita. This is the first time. He hasn't proven to be a Mumar yet. This is making him a Mumar. But he only becomes a Mumar after he finishes. So the Shchita was already good. Right? Already, snuck in being Kshera without, before he becomes a Mumar. That's one day that the Ran says. He's only a Mumar afterwards. And he quotes a Raya to this. But then he says, V'yesh dochin lomar. This gets into what's related to us. There are those that push away this suggestion and says, D'lo domi Shabbos la'avodah se'lilim. No, no, don't compare Shabbos ta'avodah zara. No, the shochei la'avodah zara kivan she'ena oved osa ela im gemar shchita bedinu shenachshir shchitas arishona shenasas v'hechshir. No, but if you're becoming a mumar because of avodah zara only kicks in after you shechted, because you do this avoda towards this avodah zara, so you don't only become a mumar afterwards. But by Shabbos, you've already been mechal Shabbos right when you started. Aval shochei b'Shabbos hare b'tchila shchitas ochil el Shabbos techovel hu. You can't compare that to Shabbos. By Shabbos, you become a mumar the first moment, not at the end like avodah zara. The first moment, hilkach afilu b'shchitas arishona avi mumar v'shchitas apsula. Quotes the Ran asking on this suggestion that he only becomes a mumar afterwards. No, that's only by avodah zara you become a mumar after you shechted to avodah zara. But by Shabbos you become a mumar right at the beginning, right when you make the first cut. You have already violated an issa d'oraisa of chovel. So to counter that dechia, the Ran makes a statement. V'ein zeh klum etzli. No, I don't think that's a taina against this answer. De b'Shabbos nami lo mechayev ad gemar shchita. By Shabbos too, you're not chayev until you finish the shchita. Why? De mikami hachi havi le mekalkel v'chabura. De kaim lo de pater. The first half of the shchita is chovel b'mekalkel. You haven't accomplished anything. If you just started shchita and you don't finish it, then you've done nothing. You've done chovel on Shabbos shalom litzorach, and it's mekalkel l'tzad, and it's a daraisa. So that's not a mumar yet. It's only once you finish. Now you have been chovel litzorach, and you've accomplished something. So that's why, says the Ran, Shabbos is just like avodah zara, and you wouldn't become a mumar until afterwards. And that's why the first shchita would be kshera. That's the Mishnah in Chulin. So the Sharm Siyana Balacha here quotes the idea of if you do an entire shchita shelo litzarech, and it's not going to be able to bring a heter shchita, so that is a chavala, and a mekalkel. So the Ran says every shchita, if you'd stop in the middle, every shchita, if you wouldn't finish it, would be considered a mekalkel and wouldn't be a proper shchita, and that's how he explains the Mishnah there in Chulin. There is a question that we showed him, just when we're talking about chovel, and that is, we know there are 39 categories of malacha on Shabbos. Where does chovel fall? The Gemara says explicitly, chavala is an iser da'araisa. Which malacha does chovel fall under? That is not clear. Which malacha is chovel? So there are at least three different opinions in the Rishonim. Where does chovel fall? Is chovel shchita? One might say, chovel is like shchita. As the Gemara says in one place, mali katla kule, mali katla palka. You kill somebody, you wound somebody, it's all the same category. I move somebody's blood. That's chavala. Or there's a Rashi that says chovel soveya. You're coloring. I'm coloring the skin. I move the blood. I give somebody a black and blue mark. Soveya. The Rambam says it's the malacha of dash. The Rambam says it's threshing. Just like threshing is moving the seed out of its normal space, its natural space, out of its shell. So too, chavala is I'm taking the blood and moving it out of its natural state. And the Rambam says also milking a cow is dash, based on the same definition of the malacha. Okay, so this is all just related to the lo asa v'lo klum. So it's nothing, because even that might be mekalkel, and you wouldn't get an iser d'oraisa. Be an iser d'rabana, but not an iser d'oraisa.
Okay.
So somebody shechs on yantif, so that already might be a shoge, because you didn't think it would be a treifa. You thought, that's an ones, that might be, if somebody hashoche treifa. The Gemara's in Beitza talk about it. But again, this is talking about b'mezid, and you have all of the conditions available. But no, that also accomplishes something because there's no tumas nevela. If you shecht v'nimsa treifa, it removes tumas nevela. So that does accomplish something. V'chein behechal v'chein bebizbeach v'chulu v'aiter in the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. So we had in the Mishnah that the order is and the spilling only affects that section of the avodah that you're doing. Right, the Kodesh Kodashim, the Paroches, and the Mizbeach. So, how do we know all of these? So, Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara, V'chiper es Mikdash Hakodesh. That's the pasuk. Zeh lefnai v'lefnim. That's a reference to the Kodesh Kodashim. Ohel Moed Zehechal Mizbeach Kimashmao. What does that mean? What does Mizbeach Kimashmao mean? What's the context of this pasuk? Rashi explains, this pasuk is teaching me that the avoda on Yom Kippur brings a kapara for the avera of Tumas Mikdash. Somebody goes into the base of Mikdash when they're Tamei, eats a carbon when they're Tamei, so that's mechaper on Tumas Mikdash. Just like we know the Musafin, the Gemara talks about in Masechah Shavuos. Many of the Musafin are Metamei for Tumas Mikdash. So that's what's talking about. Lefnai v'lefnim means Tumas Mikdash of the Kodesh Kadashim. Ohel Moed is the Heichal, Tumas Mikdash of the Heichal. Mizbeach Kemashma'o. So that's Tumas Mikdash of the Mizbeach. So what does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says, there's a Mizbeach Kemashma'o right across from where we are. Al Tuma She'ira La'adam B'Mizbeach. If somebody becomes Tamei next to the Mizbeach, somehow, V'shaha K'dei Hishtachavaya. And he stays there enough time in order to do the shortest avodah, and that's to bow down. Hishtachavaya. He stayed there for a few seconds. That's the iser that is being alluded to in terms of kapara. Tosfos, on the bottom of the previous amud, it's printed. Tosfos rereads Rashi. He says, you wouldn't need that for Rashi, because if somebody's by the Mizbeach, they're already included in the Azara. And it's Tum in the Azara. You don't need a special pasuk to tell me Mizbeach. So Tosfos says, no. It's even if you weren't there for the amount of time, Shehiya Kadeh Shtachavaya, but you do an avoda very quickly. Tosfos says, even for an avoda, that's less than the requisite time. If you do a very fast avoda on the Mizbeach. So that's Rashi and Tosfos on this line. V'chiper elo azaros hakohanim kemashma'an. It's v'chaper for the kohanim. Am hakahal elu Yisrael. That's referring to Bnei Yisrael. Yechaper elu alavim. Kohanim, Leviim, v'Yisraelim. They are all here. Hush v'kulon l'chapara achas. They are all included in one kapara. One kapara for a one avera. That's Tumas Mikdash. Shekulon miskaprin b'si'ira mishtaleach b'shar averas. So all of these psukim tell me that the avera for Tumas Mikdash accomplished for all the places and all the people, and the Si'ir HaMishtaleach is what accomplished for all other averas for all of Klal Yisrael. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is one karban that is the chaper for all of Klal Yisrael for all the other averas. That's the Si'ir HaMishtaleach, which we're going to talk again at length in the coming days, where this The exact kapara and the nature of it, which comes up in the last parak also, how the Seir Mishaleach works. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Shadama Seir Hanase Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael, Betumas Mikdash Vekadashav, just like the Damas of the Seir, right, the Seir Lashem, Hanase Bifnim is Mechaper Anam Yisrael, Kach Dam Hapar, Mechaper Al HaKohanim, Betumas Mikdash Vekadashav. So the Dam of the Par is Mechaper for the Kohanim. And here's the Machlokes, Ukashem Shevidui Shal Seir HaMishtaleach Mechaper Al Yisrael, In other words, Rabbi Shimon holds that the Seir Mishaleach is not mechaper for the Kohanim. Right? They have their own. They use the par of Yom Kippur to be mechaper for Shar Averos. Machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. The Ritvi here points out on the first half of the Braisa, talking about Tumas Mikdash Vakadasha, and this is explicit in the Gemara elsewhere, not here, so the Ritvi just is mayor it, this Avera of Tumas Mikdash Vakadasha has different requirements than other Averos. Tumas Mikdash Vakadasha, as we know, is one of the Olivi Yoreds. The Psukim say in Parshas Vayikra that on most Averos, in Perak Dalid, most Averos bring a carbon chatas. Korban chatos lo saseh. That's by most. The first Mishnah in Krisus lists off the 36 Krisus. And if you do it b'mezid, you bring a yigachayv kares. If you do it b'shogeg, you're chayv echatos. That besides the two mitzvahs saseh. But that's by most averas. Then you have a couple of averas in Parakeh of Vayikra where you're chayv an asham, mi'ila, asham gezelos, and a couple of others. And included in Perek Dalet is the Olav Yoreds. So Olav Yoreds is the Chatos that is based on financial bracket. And there are only three Averos related to that. Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav, if I'm Tame when I go into the base of Mikdash, or I'm Tame when I need a Karban, and Shvuas Bitui, if I make a Shvua for no reason. Shvuas Bitui, that also is included in Olav Yoreds. So it says the Ritva right here in our Gemara, that Olav Yoreid has a specific requirement that other Karbanas don't have. By other Averas, what if I did an Avera and I had no idea? Start to finish, I had no idea about this Avera. I wasn't an Ones, but I was a Shogeg, I had no idea. And then I found out later that Edom come and tell me that I did it, I have to bring a Karban. But when it comes to Tumas Mikdash, no. Olav Yoreid is limited. Pirush l'pirusho, says the Ritva. She'ein karban Olav Yoreid l'nichnas l'mikdash betuma, ela kishayesh lo yediya betchilu uvasof. I have to have known about the Tuma beforehand. I have to have known that I was Tameh at the beginning, and then have a lapse of focus, go into the base of the Mikdash, forget, and then afterwards realize what I did. Yediya betchila, yediya basof. That's a requirement discussed in Maseches Shavuos. V'im yesh lo yediyah b'tchila v'lo basof. If I never find out afterwards what I did, se'ir hanase b'fnim tole ad she'yivada lo basof v'yavi karbano. So that's the seer's going to protect you until you find. Once you find out, then you have to bring an olav yored, because then you had yediyah b'tchila u'basof. But if you never find out about it, that's what this karbon is mechaper for. V'im lo aisa lo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh lo yediyah basof. What if I never knew about it beforehand? I go into the base of Mikdash having never known that I was ever Tamei. And then afterwards I found out that, wow, you know, I had walked through a cemetery at the time. I didn't realize. I thought that was all cleared out. So in that case, Seir Anase Bachutz Mechaper. That's the Seir. The Lav Bar Karban Olav Yored Hu. Because in that case, he's not a Bar Karban Olav Yored. V'im Ein Lo Yediyah Lo B'tchila V'lo Basof, Seirei HaRegolim V'Seirei Rashi Chadashim Mechaperim. As the Gemara says in Shavuos, all of these public Seirim take care of this Avera. It is very unusual that this, what's so unique about this Avera? There are many Averas you might have known about, not known about it. So all of those are covered by normal karbanos. But all these public se'irim of Rosh Chodesh, of Yantif, of Yom Kippur, it's all about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. There is something unique, not in a good way, about that Avera. And we have to make sure that we are covered in terms of our kaparas. So that's an important hour of the Ritva. Again, it's based on Beferish Gemaras. But it's not here, so the Ritva says it here. Okay, we continue. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara now. Tana Rabbana Vechika. Now we're expanding on what we just had. Tana Rabbana Vechila Mikaper Es HaKodesh Zeh Lefnai V'Lefnim Ba'ohel Moed Zeh Heichal. Okay, going through. Mizbeach Kamashma'o Malameh Shekulan Kapara Kapara Bifnei Atzman. They all get their own Kapara relating to Tumas Mikdash. V'Nishpach Adah. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Mikan Amru Nasan mixas matana shebifnim v'nishbach adam yavidam acher v'yaschu b'tchila b'matana shebifnim. As we said, if it stops in the middle of the avoda, I have to start from the beginning of the avoda. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, no, in maschel makam shepasak. As our Mishnah said, you start from where you left off. You get another animal, you shecht, and you start from where you left off. Period. Next, Gomer Asamatana Shebefnim V'Nishpach Adam Yavidam Acher V'Yaskel B'Tchila B'Matana Shebeichal. Part two. If the blood spills out after I finish the Kodesh Kadashim Matanos, then I just start the second. Nasan Mixas Matana Shebeichal V'Nishpach Adam Yavidam Acher V'Yaskel B'Tchila B'Heichal. Again, I have to start part two at the beginning. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon Omrim Eino Maschel Amimakam Shepasak. Same Machlokas. And finally, third. Gomer Matana Shebeichal V'Nishpach Adam Yavidam Acher V'Yaskel B'Tchila B'Matanos HaMizbeach. Part three. If it spills between part two and three, then I just start part three. Nasan Mixas Matana Shebeimizbeach V'Nishpach Adam. If I'm doing the four and the seven, and somehow it spills in the middle, Yavidam Acher V'Yaskel B'Tchila B'Matanos HaMizbeach. Again, I have to start from the beginning of that section. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon Omrim Mimakam Shepasak Hu Matchil. So all three, we have the parallel machlokas. Interesting that the Gemara, the Braisa, has to say all three. You might have said, well, once you know one, wouldn't you know the other? Gives us the impression that no, you might have been machalik. You might have said the Kodesh Kadoshim ones are one package. But once you get outside, maybe you could separate them. Or that this is a package, but the Mizbeach Hazav. So each one, but we have the parallel machlokas by all three. We have also similar in terms of, I don't have to say exactly parallel, but in terms of davening. The Mishnah talks about in Brachas, if a chazan makes a mistake. Chazan makes a mistake. So where does the chazan cannot continue? Where does the new chazan pick up from? Exactly where he left off? Does he have to start with the beginning of the bracha? Again, how do you look at units in avoda? It's also avoda. How do you look at units? What about the first three, right? And the last three, if somebody forgets, an askara that we have to mention, you have to go back to Ritzay sometimes, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, because again, also in Shmona Esrei, we have different sections.
How does this fit with the Gemara before in terms of, we said the Shechita is Kefnim Dami, so then we have to do the Kefar.
So how does it fit with the Shechita? So in a Chinam, you might have to do the other Avodos, the Chafina again. Again, if it's within the part one, if it's in part one, you would have to do the Chafina again. That's what the Gemara said. Biktaris Lo Kamairi.
Even according to the Lezer Reb Shimon,
that's a good question. According to the Lezer Reb Shimon, according to them, where you can just pick up where you left off, would that affect the Chafina also? You have to figure out what they hold regarding the other Machlokas about Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Nechemya.
Even the Tanakhama, once you get past the first stage.
When you get past the first stage, you would not have to do the Chafina again, because the Chafina was already done. But in terms of the Shechitas, we said before that once you did the Shechita of the Seir properly regarding the Matanis Kodesh Kadashim, you would not have to do another Shechita again. Those Shechitas are done.
But this is spilled.
I'm thinking, even if it's spilled out, but if it spills out after the first avodah is done, and you don't have to do another shechita, but that's, you already did the proper shechita during the Kodesh Kodashim, so I do not think you have to do the shechita again. Vayter in the Braisa. Gomer matana sheve mizbeach v'nishpach adam. So what if you finished everything? And then the dam spills out, before you do shvicha shira'ayim on the yisod, diriya kolo ma'akvi. That's not ma'akiv. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shnei mikra'ach adarshu. Rabbi Yochanan always tries to say this many times. They both, this machlokas, we just had this previously, if you remember on yesterday's daf, they both are actually the same pasuk. Midam chatas hakipurim achas bashana. Rabbi Meir savar chatas achas amarti lechavlo shtei chatos. One chatas per category, and not two. And therefore, if in the middle it spills, you have to start again. Because you need one source of the blood for each section of the avoda. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, chitui echad amarti lechavlo shnei chituyin. One sprinkling and not two sprinkling for each sprinkle. And therefore, if you already did one, you can't do it again. And therefore, and that's how they darshan, you can't repeat the sprinkling. Tanya. Amar Rebbe, li chilek Rabbi Yaakov belugin. Rabbi Yaakov is also machalik, what distinguishes to me regarding lugin. Okay, different worlds coming up right now. We know there are sprinklings regarding the Yom Kippur, as we have been discussing the past couple of weeks. But now we're about to get into sprinklings of Mitzora. For a Mitzora to become Tahar, we know he also requires to be sprinkled. We'll get to the actual Avoda. We'll go through it by the Shem in a couple of minutes. We'll read the Rambam. But he needs to be sprinkled with the dam of his carbon asham that he brings and with oil. He brings a log of Shemen, and after the oil, they have to sprinkle the oil onto his right earlobe and his right thumb and his right big toe that he sticks into the Shar HaNiknar as we'll read soon. And afterwards, if he has any oil left, then it's poured onto his head. Right? They also, besides beforehand, they do sprinkling towards the Kodesh Kadashim, and then they do these avodos on the Mitzorah. So the Shaila is there are sections. There are sections of Avoda. There are sprinklings towards the Kodesh. There are blood sprinklings. There are oil sprinklings. And then there is pouring the leftovers on his head. So, are each of those, do we have the same machlokas like we have here? Different. What happens if something spills out after one of the sections of the Avoda of Taras HaMitzora? So that's what Rebbe says. Rebbe Yaakov told me that there's a distinction between them. In our context of Yom Kippur, we have this machlokas. But over there, Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Shimon agree to Rebbe Meir. They have to start whole sections again. If it spills out in the middle, you have to start that section again. Says the Gemara. So, well, let's just do a little bit, and then we'll talk about Mitzora a little more in depth. Velo, really? There's no machlokes over there by Mitzora, Batanya. Nosan mikzas matana shebifnim. Vinishpach. What if you put some of the matana shebifnim, the first time that you have to do towards the Kodesh, and then it spills out. Vinishpach halug, and the oil spills out. Yavi lug acher. Viyasko betchilo b'matana shebeichol. You have to start again. Okay, that's good. But it was Reb Shimon Omrim, Imakam Shepazikul Mascha. 1 second, you see there is a parallel, the same machlokas. What are you talking about, Rebbe? That Reb Yaakov told me there's no machlokas there. It's the same machlokas. And we continue. Gavim Matana Shebehechol, Venishmach Alog, Yovi Luk Acher, Vyaskul Betzchilim Matana Shebehonos. After you finish the ones towards the Hechol, so then the next section on the right earlobe, right thumb, right big toe, that's also one section, and if it spills out, you have to bring another one and start those bahonos, part two. Nasan mixas matana shebe bahonos, finishbach halog, yavi lugacha viyaskal betchila b'matana shebe bahonos. All of these sprinklings on the thumb and the big toe, that's all one section. So you have to start again in that section. Rablaz Rab Shimon Omrim, miyakab shepasachu maschil, same exact machlokas. Gomer matana shebe bahonos, finishbach halog, but after you finished everything, then it spills out. Before you pour the leftovers on his head, that's not ma'akev. That for sure is not ma'akev. Question mark. So you see that there is a parallel machlokes by Lugin. It's not li chilek Reb Yaakov. It's a parallel machlokes. So Gemara says, yeah, okay, switch it. Ema li shana Reb Yaakov belukin. Reb Yaakov told me it's the same machlokes by Lugin. Right, not a differently, so we switch the Mesorah. Tosas points out that it's not so clear from other Gemaras that the matanas harosh are not ma'akev. Maybe it's not ma'akev the results, but you definitely did a qualitatively different tahara, right? It could be that the result he's tar, but it could be that he's there are references in other gemaras that you were machaser mitzvah. You didn't do it perfectly. Good. There is an important discussion in the Moni Hamitzvahs. How many mitzvahs do we count in terms of taharas hamitzora? How many mitzvahs are there? So the Rambam and the Chinuch following him, Kedarko Bakodesh, says three mitzvahs. Three mitzvahs. Number one is a mitzora becoming tahar. Mitzvah satahara. She minatzaras, she tia beminim yiduim. Kufay and Gimel in the Sefer HaChinuch. The becoming tahar, number one. Number two is the haircut a mitzora gets. The Rambam count and the Chinuch count that as a separate mitzvah saseh. Unusual, because the mitzora gets two haircuts. After he becomes tar, and the Kohen declares him tar, he shaves his head, then he waits a week, and has tara during that 7 days, then he shaves his head again, at the end of the week. And the Rambam and the Chinuch count the second haircut, as a mitzvah zaseh, not the first one, only the second one. And then, a separate mitzvah of the karbanos of the mitzora, taras ha-mitzora. So it's very interesting, all the achronim ask, miman of shach, you shouldn't count any haircuts for a mitzvah, but if you're going to count one, you only count the second one. As if, and this is what the Rambam must hold, the first one is just part of the process. The Taharas HaMitzora is the process. Masha'en came when it comes to the second one, that's already post. You're already finished. There must be a different purpose for this stage, Tiglachas Hashniya Shel HaMitzora. But that is three separate mitzvos relating to Taharas HaMitzora. There is, though, also an interesting difference in formulation. Is there a Chiv? Let's see, Mitzora's Tameh, and he's... You know, he's finished being Tameh, but he's still a little depressed. He wants to stay outside the Machaneh for another week or two. Does he have a Chiv to become Tahar? Is there something halachically driving him to become Tahar? In general, if somebody's Tameh, is there any Chiv to be Tahar? It's a nice idea to be Tahar. If I want to eat Truma or a Karban, I have to be Tahar. If I want to go into the Beis HaMikdash, I have to be Tahar. What if I'm Tameh? Is there any pressure? So that seems to be a machlokas in formulation between the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Ramban. The Rambam and the Chinuch do not mention any pressure. They just say, Lios tahara minatzaras. Right? To become tar, that's the mitzvah. Kufay and Gimel in the Chinuch, and the Rambam says it in Asay Kufyud. But if you look in the Ramban seems to say there is pressure. There is pressure that you have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv. The Ramban's lashon is, in his commentary, the beginning of Mitzora, Umedrasho Bataras Kohanim, Vehuva Ela Kohen, Shalo Yishhe. Don't delay. Vim Kain Yomar, Kibayom Shiitaher, Kavanaso, Shiyisrapemi Nigo, Yuva Al Karcho El HaKohen. Bal Karcho. Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban. What could be the, what's the pressure? So the Mitzvah Samelach, Rabbi Simon writes possibly, number one, the Karbanos. He has a Chiv to bring Karbanos. That's a mitzvah asay. Number two is maybe it's included in the iser of saras. He shamayr benegat saras l'shmar moda la'asos. K'chol ha'she yiruoskan. The pasuk in Kisaitse says an iser of cutting off saras, but being careful. Part of that is getting rid of saras as fast as you can. That could be why there's pressure to do the mitzvahs asay. There's a lot more here by saras, but let's continue and we'll see what we have time for. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, three lines from the bottom. So what did we just say? Matanat Sarosh in Ma'akvos. The stages of, one other very important machlokas. And that is the language, what did we just say the stages of the Taras and Metzora is? Number one, sprinkling towards the Kodesh. Number two is the sprinkling on him. He's standing at the Shar HaNikanor, and you have to sprinkle. He sticks his head in, you pour it on his ear, right ear. And then he sticks his hand in, you put it on his right thumb. And he sticks his foot in, and you pour it on the big toe of the right foot. The language the Gemara just said here is the Matonas Shebifnim. Bifnim? What is Bifnim here? The Pashas Bifnim means like in the Hecho. What does Pinim mean? This means in the Heichal. But the Pashtus is, if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Tosfos Arash and the other Rishonim here, the Kohen doesn't go all the way to the Heichal to do the sprinklings for the Mitzorah. He stands right there next to him by the Sharanikanar and he turns around and he does it towards the Pnim. See, but the Gemara here calls it Pnim, the Tosfos Yeshanim, the Tosfos Arash, the Tosfos Yeshanim is on the next page. He says, La Davka Nakat Pnim Befnim, Shlohaya Nichnas Befnim, Eloya Omid Beshar HaNikanar, Umechuvan Kineged Beis Kachi HaKadashim. It seems to be my first mission in the game. But even though the Gemara says Pnim, don't take it so literally. Okay, Amar Mar, Matanas Arosh in Ma'akvos, the leftover oil after I do the proper avoda, right? Rashi quotes the pasuk on the second white line. V'hanosar b'shem min asher akaf hakohen yitein al rosh amitaher. That's the pasuk. You pour on the head. That's not ma'akiv, our Gemara said. My time, why ilim imshim dechsiv. V'hanosar min asher. And is it because it's called leftovers, and leftovers are never chashuv? So elameata v'hanosar es ben amincha. Hakan amitul ma'akvi. So what do you mean the leftovers of the current mincha after you do the kemitza is also called leftovers, and those aren't important? Those are important. We had earlier in this Masechta. If something happens to the leftovers before I do Kemitza, then I don't do Kemitza. Because Kemitza, by definition, has to be Matir the Shirayim. And if something happens to the Shirayim, and the Kohen's not going to be able to eat it, then it's you don't even do the Kemitza. So you see, just because it says leftovers, doesn't mean it's not important. So Gemara says, Shani Hasam, Dechsiv, Umi Yeser, Vahanoser. It's a double Lashon of leftovers. Super leftovers. So super leftovers, so then we say it's not chashev, and therefore it's not ma'akev. Amar Rav Yochanan, Asham Mitzorah sheshachtu shelo lishmo. If I have an Asham, the Asham of the Mitzorah, which creates this blood that we have been talking about, if I shechted shelo lishmo, banu l'machlokes Rabbi Meir v'lazer Rav Shimon, our machlokes about whether you could stop in the middle or can just continue, I have to go back to the beginning of the category, that's this machlokes. What does one have to do with the other? Let's see. Again, shalol lishma. If you have shechted any animal, shalol lishma. What's the halacha? First Mishnah in Zvachim. It's kosher, but the owner did not fulfill his chiyuv. Except for chathas and korban pesach. But except for those two, the animal's kosher. But he did not fulfill his chiyuv. So in this case, the guy's got to bring another one. So, Rabbi Meir de Omar, Yavi Acher v'yaschil b'tchila. Rabbi Meir, who says you have to go back to the beginning of the category. Look at Rashi, first skinny line. In other words, what does Rabbi Meir say? Da amar avoda shalo nigmara hari hi kamisha eina. That's how Rashi formulates Rabbi Meir Shita. A partial avoda is zero avoda. So here, you did the asham, it's kosher, but it doesn't count for him. So that's like a partial avoda. So it's as if he did nothing. So according to that, hachanami yavi acher v'yishcho. So he would say, you have to bring another one. Rabbi Meir would say, Ulurab Lazar, Lurab Shimon, Sha'om, Malcolm, Shapasak, Mishamu Maskil, the other Tanam who say, partial avoda is significant. So this is a partial avoda. So therefore, hacha, so what do you do here? Ein lo takana. You're stuck. What does that mean you're stuck? Because you can only bring one carbon. And it's related to you, but it didn't help you. So it's like this limbo period. So ein lo takana, you're stuck. This mitzorah can never become tahar. Right? Maybe he could sue the Kohen, right? Who did this. But ein lo takana, says the Gemara, maskav le Rav Chizda, v'ha osoksiv. What do you mean? Even according to Rabbi Meir, it says oso, only one carbon, singular. So kasha, okay, maybe even according to Rabbi Meir, this would be a problem. We don't have an answer to that question, period. Tani kavazi Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan, who says that this is the machlokes tanoim. Asha mitzor asha shachtu shlo lishmo. Oshin lo nasan mi domo lagabi bahonos. So Nasha Mitzara, that you shot the Shalishma, or you didn't properly give the blood. Hareze Ola Lagabi Mizbeach, Vitoy Nisachim. So it's a kosher animal, right? It goes on the Mizbeach, and it requires Nisachim, as Olas do. Vitzara Asham Acher Lachshiro. And you need another Asham. Meaning, what do you mean you need another Asham? So that's like Rabbi Yochanan said, that according to Rabbi Meir, you bring another one. Right? According to the rejection, according to Rav Chisda, you don't bring a carbon at all, period, for either of them. And here the Brisa says, Tzarach Hashem Acher. So doesn't that sound like Rabbi Yochanan, that there is an opinion out there that says you can do something to help this poor Mitzora? So Gemara says, Rav Chisda Amar Lecha, how would Rav Chisda interpret this Brisa? My Tzarech, Tzarech, Vein Lo Takana. You need to, but you're stuck. Meaning you're Tameh, call you Mechayev, right, and you can't fulfill it. Period. Vitana, Tani, Tana, Tzarech, Vein Lo Takana. Would a Brisa say you need to do something if really it means you can't do it? Right, that's misleading. Right, if you need to do it, you need to do it, but you can't do it. So just say Vein Lo Takana. Would a Brisa anywhere else use the Lashon of you need to do something knowing that it's impossible? So where it says, in, yes, we find that elsewhere. Vatanya, the Brisa says in a totally different context. Nazir, Mimurat, a bald Nazir. As we know, a Mitzara has to shave his head twice. And a Nazir also, as he becomes tar, he has grown his hair for a month or more, and he has to get a haircut. Nazir Mimorat, Beishamai Omrim Tzarech Ha'avaras Tar. Beishamai says, he needs, even though he's bald, you have to do the act of the razor over his head. Beisilo Omrim Eitzarech Ha'avaras Tar. You don't need that. You don't need that. When Beishamai says this, it means he needs to do that, but he has no hair. So he really cannot fulfill this part of the process of finishing being a Mitzara. So he's stuck. So you see, there's another context where it says you need to do something, even though it is impossible to do it. Period. Upliga, this is all one section, to Rebbe Pedas. And this understanding of Beishamai argues with Rebbe Pedas. Amr Rebbe Pedas, Beishamai, Rebbe Lazar, Amr Davar Echad. Both Rebbe Pedas and Beishamai and Rebbe Lazar say the same svara. Beishamai had to Amran, what we just said. Beishamai holds that you have to do the razor, even though he's bald. Rebbe Lazar, Ditanya, Edotznan, Ein lo bohan yadu bohan regel. What if the Mitzora does not have a thumb? Or does not have a big toe? Ein lo taro lamas. He's stuck, says the Tanakama. Rebbe Elia, Rebbe Lazar Omar, no, no son of a kama b'yotze. You just put it on the spot, and you are yotze. So what do you see? Rebbe Lazar holds, if you need to, you do the best you can. So here too, that's the rye. The Rebbe Pedas argues on what we just said. He would say, you do the best you can. You shave the bald head. That's what you would do. For Rebbe Shimon Omar, im nasan ashal small yotze. Rebbe Shimon says you can do it on the other hand. If you need to. If there's no right, you do it on the left. The Magen Avraham quotes this Gemara in the context of lulav. If somebody, Rahman al-Slam, doesn't have a hand to hold a lulav in, the Shulchan Aruch says you put it in your arm, like underneath your, under your armpit, and you can shake a lulav like that. The Magen Avraham says, aye, it says, lakicha. So he says, im ein lo, so you do it in the spot. Notes that I'm a kom of a yotze. He quotes our Rebbe Pedas in Simin Tafresh Dun Aleph in Hilchos Sukkah. Good. Tana Rabbanan, we continue. V'lakach midam ha'asham. So now we get into a fascinating part of the Mitzora, Taras HaMitzora process. As we mentioned, there are stages where you sprinkle towards the Kodesh and you sprinkle on him. And there's also regular dam that you sprinkle on the Mizbech. It's a carbon. It's a carbon asha. So what we're about to see, this could be the only one, we have to see if there are any others, where there are two kohanim that are required for Kabbalas HaDam. Because the dam is going to be used partially for the Mizbech and partially to go on the Mitzora. Different Kabbalas are required. Tana Rabbanan, here we go. The lokach midam ha'asham. Yochol b'kli, you might think you catch it in a kli like you do all Kabbalas Adam. Tamalomar v'nasan. No, it says v'nasan right afterwards. Ma nesina ba'atlo shel kohen. Just like the blood has to be put on the mitzorah with the actual hand of the kohen. Aflekicha ba'atlo shel kohen. So do the Kabbalah. Yochol aflo mizbeach kein. You might think that the blood that's going to be sprinkled on the mizbeach also is caught by the hand of a kohen. Tamalomar ki chatas ha'ashamu. No, we compare it to chatas. Ma chatas tu unikli af asham to unikli. Nim says atomer. So what comes out? Asham mitzora shnei kohanim akalam ezdamo. For in the asham of the mitzora, you need two kohanim there. Echad biyad ve'echad bikli. One with their hands out and one holding the kli. Ze shekiba bikli balo etzel mizbeach ve'ze shekiba biyad balo etzel mitzora. And that is in fact what we pasken. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, right, it's in Sefer Karbanos. That is where we he discusses all of the form of chusre kapara, zav, zava, yoledes, and mitzora, how all four of them become tahar. So if you look in the Rambam in Perek Dalid Halacha, mechusre kapara Halacha Beis, he goes through the entire avoda. He says, "Ketzad osin lo mitzora omid chusla ezras yisrael keneged pesach mizrachi biskav b'shara niknar upan of lamayir." He's facing west. V'sham omdim kol mechusre kapara be'esh shemetar and osam v'sham mashkenes asotos. The sotos of the mitzora stand right there by shara niknar. V'hakoyin lokeacha asham shel mitzora, and he does chenufa. He waves it up and down, and then what happens? He brings the asham until the pesach umachnish te yadav la'azara v'somichalav. The mitzora sticks his hand in through the doors and does smicha. Then you shecht it. Umekabun shnei kohanim is domo. Echad mekabel bekli lizarko agavi amizbeach. The echad biyado hayimanis, and one catches it in his right hand because that's the avoda. Has to be min. Umaarel liyado asmalis. Then pours the blood from his right to his left hand because he has to do the sprinkling on the mitzora with his right hand again. So he catches it in his right hand. He pours it to his left hand. Umazev esvo yimanis. Vimshina vekibel besmol tchila pasul. If you caught it in your left hand, pasul. So it's a bloody situation there. Hakohen Shekibah, and then he goes through the rest of the avoda, and he says at the end that, as we said before, the leftover oil, lo kiper, again, everything is, symbolic, in terms of its need. But again, this is a unique avoda where you have two kohanim there. One catching the blood in the hands, and one catching the blood in a kli. Okay, we'll stop here, but Hashem will continue tomorrow with the next piece. The Mikdash David, just to end off, the Mikdash David has the Chakira with a bunch of Nafkaminas. Is this Kabbalah Biyad significant like other Kabbalahs? Do all the normal halachas of Kabbalah Saddam apply here? What about a Machshavas Pigol? What about others? Right, does that apply here? But that's Alanda's question. Okay, we'll stop here.